not pleased that the volley didn't go in. But apart from that, you know, delighted. You know, from 1 to 11, the subs that came at the fans, were, you know, it was just an unbelievable night and everyone's buzzing.
It just seemed like there was a real attitude tonight that you weren't going to be beaten. Even when you went 1-0 down, you were going to get the job done.
We knew it. You know, we've done it so many times this season when we've gone a goal down, two goals down. You know, Wolves, 3-1 down, what was it? You know, come back and drew. Well, we were 4-4 at one stage and, you know, that's the type of never say die attitude that, you know, we go from Adam Collin in goal all the way up to Revs up top. And like you say, we knew from the first minute when we stepped out here what it was going to be like and they couldn't handle us.
What drives that on? What channels that? Because not every team can, and if every team could do it, they'd love to. But for some reason, this team just won't be beaten. Even if you're a goal down with a minute to go, you can never count you out.
It's the players, you know. Obviously, it comes from the manager, but we're the ones who step out there and do it. And personally, every single one of them, they've got that will and that drive to keep going and never lose fight. And it's very, very rare in a team that you get that. You know, everyone goes on about promotions and relegations, but for this side to go from League Two to potentially go to the Championship in two attempts would be unbelievable. Like,
do you need that? I mean, you can have all the talented players, you can spend all the money, as some clubs have in this division this year. Do you need, if you are going to be successful, if you are going to potentially record back-to-back promotions, is that really the core of what you need?
Yeah, you know, the gaffer says you need to work hard and then the ability comes out. And I think from this season, last season, you can see every player, the first thing that they do is they graft and they work. And fortunately for us, we've got some very talented players. And as soon as we, you know, we get tight to people and we close them down and we stop them playing, then, you know, the ability comes out.
How much practice do you put into set pieces?
Funnily enough, I should do more, to be honest. You know, Tavs is always out there afterwards and I should do as much as him, really, but...
It's just a natural thing, then, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm blessed, you know, with the... Thank me dad and my mother for giving me a great left foot, but, you know, I should do more, which I will do.
I remember speaking to you about 2 years ago, just over there, and it had not been the start you wanted at this football club. Everything you've achieved since, I mean, it did seem like it was a new leaf for you, but did you ever imagine you could be right here, right now, going to Wembley with a chance to get into the Championship?
Well, at that minute when I was talking to you, probably not. But if, you know, if you look at the bigger picture, did I think I should have been, you know, potentially maybe higher than League Two? Then yeah, I did. Higher than League One, yeah, I did. I know I can play in the Championship. I've done it before, but you don't get that in football. You have to go out and you have to prove to people, and you got to get on the pitch and you got to put in performances. And unfortunately, I didn't really get a chance at Derby to show people what I was like. And you know, Rotherham United gave me that platform to come here and play. I didn't get it at the beginning, and Steve Evans has given me that platform and just says, go on, do your thing. And that takes a lot from a manager to do that. You know I drive him crazy, I know I drive the lads crazy when I give the ball away and I try something, but, you know, like you say, to be from what I was to what I am now without sounding big-headed is, you know, it's very good.
It just seems like there's something special going on here. It's not just what you've achieved, it's the scenes afterwards, very similar to last year. The players going up on the balcony with the chairman who's still driving this club forward. The manager's, you know, has got a track record of promotions and has got a chance to do another one. That maybe this Wembley game isn't the end of the story. There's perhaps even more that this club could go on and achieve.
I think the chairman and the manager have said it, that if we get promoted, that, as funny as it sounds, they ain't going to stand still. They're going to, you know, invest again and they're going to want to go up. You know what Steve Evans is like, he isn't going to want to just avoid relegation. If you want to get in the Premiership, try and win the Champions League in 2 years' time, as crazy as it sounds, but you know, that's the kind of drive that those two people have got.
How much are you looking forward to Wembley? I think it might suit you. Big wide open pitch, chance to run at people, get loads of balls into the box. Do you think you're going to enjoy playing on that pitch? You must do.
Yeah, you know, it's still sinking in. I haven't really thought about it, but over the coming days, you know, we'll once we've all settled down, it'll start to hit home, and then we'll think about what we're going to do and how we're going to affect the game and what we can do to beat Leighton Orient.